Welcome to New York Zen Center for Contemplative Care's podcast. This free podcast is made possible through your generosity. Please consider making a donation through our Ways to Give link on zencare.org.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm always reminded on mornings like this, I love Sunday mornings here, that we think it's about Sunday morning and maybe this group of people who are here. And many people often say, like, oh, well, it's so hard to sit on my own. But to me, the beauty of sitting is to realize that we're sitting with everybody all the time. And it's only our delusion that we're alone. And delusions are inexhaustible, boundless, and that's why we need each other. That's why I need to come here. Suzuki Roshi said that the most important thing to find out is the most important thing, moment by moment. And Shakyamuni Buddha said that almsgiving is the pure land of the bodhisattva. When he attains Buddhahood, beings who are capable of casting away everything will be born in this country. This is from the Vilamakirti Sutra from the first chapter. Almsgiving is the pure land of the bodhisattva, the one of us who decides that we're going to serve the world. That almsgiving is the place to live, of giving and receiving. And when you attain, when you wake up, those of us who are willing to cast away everything will be born in this land. And of course, it's a moment by moment thing. But to me, the hardest thing is to realize that how we don't want to cast it away. We want people to stay alive. We want our life to be a certain way. And mostly, I know for myself, I love my habits. My habits, ways of thinking, of being. We don't want to cast them away. And I love this piece here, because it says if we don't do that, we can't really serve. We can't serve the world if we're holding back. We can't really be attentive if we're holding back. Today is our 18th day of our commit to sit practice period. In the piece from the Wholehearted Way that we're looking at today is, you should know that even if all the Buddhas in the 10 directions, as numerous as the sands of the Ganges River, together engage the full power of their Buddha wisdom, they could never reach the limit or measure or comprehend the virtue of one person's zazen. Imagine that. That's a lot of Buddhas who can't comprehend one person's zazen. One person's life. We can never comprehend or understand what it's like to be another person. Even all the Buddhas in the 10 directions can't do it either. I know many people struggle with trying to make sense of their own lives. But to me, one of the things that's the most challenging is just to do the next thing. And to be in our experience and notice when we're in a haze. How do we practice without any idea of gain? Any idea of understanding or comprehending. Kodo Sawaki, you know, talked about that when the students asked him, you know, what should they do for their practice? They want to improve, they want to have enlightenment. He said, just sit for 10 years, for the sake of sitting for 10 years. And then they said, well, what after that? He said, I usually just tell them to sit for another 10 years. Because for some reason it's so complicated just to sit, and actually sit while you're sitting. The ideas of gain. I remember when I first started practicing that I was so sure that counting my breath was an inferior practice. And I spent years battling it out in my own head, waiting for like the real practice to start. And then when I was doing koans, I thought that was like the real thing. And then when I finished doing koan practice, I was so sad. Because it was like the end of the real thing. And then I came back to counting my breath, and it was so amazing. How simple. And I remember weeping about how much I had struggled for at least 20 years, thinking what I was either doing the right thing or the wrong thing in my practice. As opposed to just sitting for the sake of sitting. I wonder for you, for all of us, like how we distract ourselves with these ideas of gain or loss that keep you from intimacy of the moment. And what are you willing to give up to wake up to just the ordinary, ungilded life? Mm-hmm. The wonderful Turkish poet Nazım Hikmet knew that he had just about a year left of his life. And he was on a train and wrote some of these lines. I'm sitting by a window on the Prague-Berlin train. Night is falling. I never knew I liked night descending, like a tired bird on a smoky wet plain. I don't like comparing nightfall to a tired bird. I didn't know I loved the earth. Can someone who hasn't worked the earth love it? I've never worked the earth. It must be my only platonic love. And here, I've loved rivers all the time, whether motionless like these, like this, they curl, skirting the hills, European hills crowned with chateaus, or whether stretched out flat as far as the eye can see. I know you can't wash in the same river even once. I know the river will bring new lights you'll never see. I know we live slightly longer than a horse, but not nearly as long as a crow. I know this has troubled people before and will trouble people after me. I know all of this has been said 1,000 times before and will be said after me. I didn't know that I loved the sky, cloudy or clear. He goes on, taking the time to actually understand what he loves and didn't know that he loved. To me, this is what happens when we stop. Stop our stories. Feel the light coming in from the window. Allowing our practice just to be there. Allow ourselves to love each other. Be tender towards each other. And to find out what the most important thing is, moment by moment. Thank you.
New York Zen Center for Contemplative Care is currently offering our Commit to Sit program, a 90-day self-commitment to sit and practice every day. This program is generously sponsored by Gayam. See zencare.org for details.